Amidst the choking smoke and dying screams of the battlefield, he emerges, the Angel of Death, towering and relentless, a space marine armored in ceramite, forged from legend and nightmare. To a simple guardsman whose lifespan is measured in hours, the sight is almost incomprehensible. First comes awe, deep and primal, as if witnessing the Emperor's wrath made flesh. The marine moves with terrifying grace, each step shaking the earth, each bolt round a violent judgment delivered from on high. Then follows fear, raw and inescapable. The guardsman knows death intimately, but the space marine embodies death itself, righteous and unstoppable. He wonders briefly if such beings feel fear or doubt, or if anything human remains behind that impassive helm. Finally, pride, a bittersweet pride. The guardsman is proud merely to share this battlefield with such godlike warriors. Though death approaches swiftly, he stands taller, firing his laser gun with renewed conviction, honored that his brief life might matter alongside these immortal warriors. Yet, beneath it all lies a quiet awareness of insignificance. To the Marine, he is but a disposable tool. Still, the guardsman clings to the faint hope that beneath that immortal visage lies recognition. Recognition of sacrifice, courage, and fragile humanity willingly given to the Emperor's eternal war. In the grim darkness of the far future, to glimpse a space marine is to know precisely one's place, and just how small yet fiercely burning a mortal life truly is.